Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Vedawati Chetaram, date of birth 6/4/1963, date of procedure is November 10, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Next line, colonoscopy to the mid-ascending colon. Indications, screening for colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, epigastric pain, comma, GERD. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, we'll explain to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated, or superior anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained in the cardio, period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam is normal, period. A well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fasciliacecal valve and confluence of the Phillips, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, and the sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Actually, delete all that. Delete the portion that says from a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope. So then it'll read, a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the mid-ascending colon. Period. Multiple maneuvers were used, including laying the patient flat on her back, comma, pressure in the transverse left and right colon, extending her arm, right arm above her head, pressing the patient's right hip forward, comma. Unfortunately, the scope was unable to reach the distal extent of the cecum, even with these maneuvers, period. Decision was made. Delete that. Decision was made. Careful examinations made of the mid-ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view obtained in the rectum, period. Boston Bell prep score was overall good, 2-3-3, comma, for a total of 8, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, unremarkable mid and proximal esophagus. Next line, Z-line, regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, gastric erythema stage post cold biopsy of the body and antrum. Next line, duodenal bulb erythema stage post cold biopsy. Next line, unremarkable appearing papilla. Next line, unremarkable remainder of duodenum to T2 portion cold biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, number one. Despite multiple maneuvers, including laying the patient flat on her back, comma, pressure in the transverse left and right colon, extending the patient's right arm above her head, pushing her right hip forward, the scope was unable to traverse into the cecum, period. It seems that we were able to get to approximately the mid-ascending colon, period. On inspection, there was no evidence of polyps in the visualized portion of the colon, period. There was moderate-sized internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, next line, would recommend CT colonography when patient follows up in the office. Next line, may need a repeat colonoscopy pending findings of the colonography with an adult variable colonoscope, period. Next line, GERD precautions. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.